Podcasting from beautiful Micronesia, not from Pompeii today, but from the U.S. colony of Guam, beautiful Guam. This is the Micronesian Podcast, and my name is Patrick Pedras. Thanks for joining me today. We're here to update you on the news and the goings-on, you know, what's happening in Micronesia, the good, the bad, the ugly, stuff that makes you swell with pride or do the exact opposite and vomit. Okay. Thanks for joining us. Let's get into this podcast episode. Okay, so it finally happened. And if you heard the last episode, I was talking about the meeting, expected meeting, between our presidents from Micronesia, FSM, RMI, Palau, with the Great Orange One. So it has finally happened. Presidents Panuelo, Hilda Heine, and Tommy Raymengesau met Donald J. Trump at the White House today. And you can check out, they have some photos up on the U.S. Embassy. I'm sure FSM PIO is going to put out a Facebook post and one on pio.gov.fm, and of course the Facebook pages for Office of the President of Republic of Palau and the Office of the President of the Republic of Marshall Islands is sharing this as well. And a joint statement on the meeting was released from whitehouse.gov. That's whitehouse.gov. You can read the full joint statement. So I'm just going to share some excerpts from that joint statement. It's talking about here. It says the U.S. RMI Palau and FSM jointly reaffirm as Pacific nations their interest in a free, open, and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. So that's how it starts. Then it goes on and says we recognize our unique, historic, and special relationships and reaffirm our country's commitment to the compacts of free association. Great, maybe the real ID thing will be resolved. And then it also says resolving to continue our close cooperation in support of prosperity, security, and the rule of law. A basic standard stuff, I would imagine. They also included something. They said this, they noted the include the sacrifices of our sons and daughters in the armed forces, noting our service of our citizens. And then they continue, they say they're also resolving to continue developing joint initiatives bilaterally, which means between their country and our country, or countries in this case, and then also multilaterally, which means through forums like the Pacific Island Forum, which FSM, RMI, and Palau are a part of, including the other nations there in the Pacific. And it says here, through those forums to tackle the region's most pressing issues, and what are they? Including responding to national disasters, illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, which is good because tuna is huge in our economy right now. Advancing economic development, again, hopefully that includes the private sector. Strengthening the rule of law, supporting the resiliency of Pacific Island environments. They could have said climate change, but they instead chose to say that. So it didn't actually say climate change. So, you know, blah, blah, blah. Basically, a pretty general statement. It's just a joint statement. That's what I was pretty much expecting. Question is, what now? So what's next for us? Well, our new president, His Excellency David Panuelo, will be inaugurated in July. So that's kind of the most immediate thing. But in terms of this meeting that went on, which some senior Trump officials call, or he says here, senior Trump officials on Tuesday emphasize the unprecedented focus President Donald Trump is giving to the FSM, Palau, and the Marshall Islands by hosting them today. And that is awesome. At least we're getting it out there. He's putting it out, or it's being put out, you know, that we're close friends. And this might help in the future. We don't know how. I'm sure it'll help somehow. It seemed like a very big publicity stunt, something that I'm sure the Chinese are totally aware of. But, hey, I'm proud of our presidents, David Panuelo, Hilda Heine, and Tom Rubinsau. They went over there united, and I'm sure they presented a united front. And for them to go three like that, of the three COFA countries, FAS countries, whatever, Micronesian countries, whatever, I think in my heart, you know, it kind of, it felt good. It felt good to see, you know, Micronesia represented like that. And I hope moving forward, we'll get some sort of answer from our leaders as to what the strategy is for all this increased focus, this unprecedented focus, this increased engagement that we're getting. What is the FSM's strategy, policy? And I hope that's what's next coming out of this meeting, that our president, our leadership can articulate to us, hey, these are the next steps because of this meeting. Now that we have all this great attention and focus on us, it's a special time. Let's take advantage of it. What are we going to do? Right? I hope they let us know. Please. Thanks for joining us once again on the Micronesia Podcast. My name is Patrick Pitters, and just grateful that you could join us today. This podcast is for you, especially if you want to know what's going on in Micronesia. Keep updated. We'll do our best to keep you, share with you the news of what's going on in our beautiful Micronesia. I'll see you on the next podcast.